Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Bye.
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Feel they fall the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and they carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
A Beverly Hillbilly.
Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
There you go. Welcome to the Ron Breck Show live on BTR, the most powerful station on the internet and the world. We are on the air right now. Coming to talk to you tonight. Be a little crazy. It's Friday night. I hope you got your drink on, smoked a couple good big blunts, and the night's doing you good. Wow, man, what a day. My cousin stopped in with my nephew earlier, told me something about a woman that was so ugly she could make a freight train take a dirt road, and said she knew me. I swear, I had no knowledge of who this was. But anyway, I have to look at the better way of looking at things. Let's bring on the most beautiful, sexiest woman on the internet radio out there, Antoinette from Delaware, my co-host. All right. How you doing tonight,
sweetie? Well, hello. I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
But I'm just here tonight. This is your night.
Yes, it is. But I'm going to play some music here for me. I got some guests here, so I really can't talk too much right now. because I might be going to prison for the night, or so I'm going to play a few more songs. I'm going to speak to her if they say a word, I'm going to fucking snap. Anyway, that's the point. You know, I'll be a nice.
Okay.
You know, I happened to listen to my archives earlier tonight. I didn't catch the last of my show last night. That was quite entertaining. So,
yes, it was really something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got a little fired up. Anyway, I'm going to mute back out and I'm going to play us another song. How's that sound? Sound good?
All right, that's fine. This is your night.
Let's do it. All right.
You're gonna hear a letter to do the solid. about having me a ball. Cause I got a good feeling and I don't feel no pain at all. Right in my day.
And it ain't till 12 till the party really start. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and pressed mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you can just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out at night.
Now the party's jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on white. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking heart. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Freaks
come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks
come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Put one. Put two. Put.
Yeah, the freaks come out at night, and it's Friday night, so there you go. I'm not a freak, but I'm out at night all the time, so here I am. You're a wonderful host, Ron Rex. Anyway, I did look at nothing in the political world today, so I don't know what's going on. If anybody knows any new scandals that happened, wait a minute. If anybody knows what the scandal of the day was, I'd sure like to know. I wasn't involved. It's been a busy day for me. But anyway, here I am. I was debating on doing a show tonight because I'm pretty tired. But you know what? I pushed myself, and here I am. And this Friday night's my night. Antoinette allows me one night a week. One night a week. And I thought it was last night. I had to go back to the archives and listen to that last hour show last night. Okie dokie. Oh, shit. But Antoinette handles it well every time. I don't know what to say about that. Anyway, hey.
This is my night off. I just came to listen. But you also have a caller. See, and I'm also working. I'm not supposed to be working. 832. They have their hand up. Are you ready for caller?
Absolutely. Bring them on.
Okay.
I'm in another page right now.
Wait a minute.
I can go back.
I'm sorry that you were holding so long. 832, your line is open. Hello.
Oh, that's all right. I was going to tell Ron. I remember all that old all the old songs. I mean, it brings back memories. I used to DJ back in the early 80s, and let me tell you what. some of that stuff is classic. You know, people like to talk about rap music nowadays. They like to talk about rap music. Rap music today is trash. I mean, you know,
it's filthy.
But back in the earth, when rap started, when first started, it was actually, you know, at first I didn't like it, but I grew to like it, you know, as a disc jockey. And I was a disc jockey, not at a radio station. I was a disc jockey at a club. And Elton John, oh, my God. Yeah, he came out of the closet and pretty much, you know, when he came out, he went full board. I mean, he didn't hold nothing back. But if you listen
leave
to some of his old classic
leave
music.
Leave on Lux's money.
Hey, he had some of the best. You know, I grew up with it. I know Ron did, you know.
Yeah,
I grew up with this music. And if you ever get a chance,
Ron, you got some noise.
Yeah, it stopped now.
It's gone now.
That's it. Stop your cigarette.
It's called a martini.
Uh-huh, that's your generator for that cigarette. Let golf dog speak, please.
Antoinette, if you've never heard Daniel, go to YouTube and just search Elton John Daniel. And let me tell you what.
Doc put it in. It was that the one for the funeral?
Well, a lot of people thought he was talking about a boyfriend. You know, if you listen to it, you can actually think a lot of things, because whenever you realize this is a gay guy and he's singing about this guy Daniel, you're thinking, well, this is his lover or his boyfriend or something. But he actually, Elton John actually came on stage, and I can't remember what show it was. I seen it live on TV. He came out and he said, you know, he told he said I'm going to sing the song Daniel, and he put up a big video behind him. He goes, it's going to demonstrate what he was talking about. His friend going off to war. Going off to war, you know, and if you ever saw that, I don't know if that video is on YouTube, but I know the song is. I don't know if that particular show was. And it was, I mean, it blew my mind. I mean, now I look at it in a different context. You know, back then I thought, well, he's talking about his boyfriend, you know, a bunch of gay crap.
Yeah.
But no, he was actually talking about, I don't know if it was a brother or just a friend going off to war. And, you know, it was sad. It's sad. When you look at it in that context, it's kind of sad. It's a very sad song.
Is.
You listen to it like that, it's a sad song, and it's a very good song. I will say this. Elton John was one hell of a performer.
He was in the 70s
and 80s. Yeah, he had some great songs. I grew up with Elton John.
I did, too, watching him and Liberace.
Well, he definitely was a flamer. He was definitely a flamer there.
And Little Richard.
It
used to be some ones, they were just out there, you know, at that time when that just wasn't the thing to do, but they were out there. But Doc put the link in for me for it, and I'm going to listen to
it
later.
Find it already?
Thank you, Iggy. And Iggy also put it in, and the story behind it.
Yep.
So both of them put it in. Thank you both.
That's a great song. I love the song. When I listen to it now, back when I first heard it, back in the 80s when I was a disc jockey, and I played it, I thought of it differently. But it was requested, you know, for a slow song, a slow dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of it differently. But then when I seen Elton John come on stage and said, this is what this song means to me, and this is what I wrote it about. And then when he sang the song, he just basically got set at the piano like he always does, and he sang the song. In the background behind him was this giant screen, and it was basically showing a picture, you know, or a story of a guy going off to war.
Oh, okay. Ron, we're going to mute you for a moment until you're done. See, when you think about when you said the funeral song, didn't he do a song for Princess Diana's funeral?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking about. That was the only funeral song that I knew that he had done.
Candle in the Wind. That's the name of the song. Candle in the Wind.
I remember that was really pretty. I don't remember it now.
He wrote Candle in the Wind. He rewrote it after Princess Diana died, and just for her. He was good friends with her.
It was actually for Marilyn Monroe, as far.
Okay, so
yeah,
it was for both of them. Okay.
The original was for Marilyn Monroe, and when Princess Diana died, he rewrote or changed the words to suit Princess Diana.
Right.
I would have liked to love you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before.
Great song.
And when I grew up, one of my favorite, I said this to Kevin earlier, was Crocodile Rock. I was a young kid. Remember that song? It's kind of upbeat. I love it.
Yeah.
I would have to hear it. I would have to hear it.
King and Julie had so much fun.
Oh, yes.
And
the
hand dance had been so.
Yes. Yes, I remember
that. The Crocodile Rock, yeah. Now got it tied and not in the feet, just can't keep still.
Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
See, that's the reason why I said y'all were taking things way back there, going back into the 70s. And then you expect me to remember everything like it was yesterday, and that was 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can interpret the song Rocket Man in all kind of ways when you listen to that. And he's never came out and explained what that meant. At least I haven't ever heard an explanation. But that song there is just, I mean, I love the song, but it's... you know, you can interpret it. Just depends on your mindset. Oh,
kind
of.
Was that one song Saturday?
Saturday's all right for fighting.
Saturday's all right for fighting. I got up out there full up here.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't remember that one.
He's actually played that one several times recently in concert.
Oh, see, I don't really listen to new music. The only person's new music that I listen to is Payday, because I love Payday Monsanto. Only because, now, Golf Dogs, I noticed that you speak a lot on, you know, like things that Alex Jones talks about and, you know, the what's really going on. And Payday.
I never referenced Alex Jones. You're thinking of Gunslinger. Yeah, Gunslinger reference. And I'm not saying I do not agree with what I hear there. I don't take what Alex Jones has. I mean, whenever I read anything off of an Alex Jones site, I kind of take it and investigate it. I don't actually come out and start speaking. You know, because I believe he's more relevant than what people give him credit, but yet I don't like a lot of what he's done. So I take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I look at the message, not the messenger.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there's things that he says that I do not care for, trust me. But, you know, the message, I do, you know, listen to the message. And I've seen that, you know, what he's talked about, you know, I see where it's happening before mainstream media picks it up.
Yeah, I'll give him credit. He's ahead of the curve. He's ahead of the mainstream media. I mean, he's going to say something before anybody else will talk about it. And 9 times out of 10, he's right. 9 times out of 10. But there's always this one or two articles he'll throw out that, you know, are bullshit. And I just, you know.
And that's with all of them. You know, that's, you know, even with mainstream media and, you know, with all of them. I mean, now, it's all propaganda, you know, so you really have to search because.
Oh, yeah. I quit listening to Bill Riley so long ago.
I don't know how you're a friend of Bill Riley or not, but I can't
stand the guy. He just totally just pissed me off.
I used to listen to him years ago.
I did, too. I used to listen to him. And whenever you see a guy like him,
it is a favorite to go on The View.
You know, he goes on there all the time. You know, there's something wrong here. Because these people of The View, you know, are very, very, very left. And O'Reilly's
except
on there all the time.
Except for the one that was Hasselhoff's wife.
That girl? Yeah, the good-looking
blonde. The
blonde-headed
lady.
Yep. And I think she's gone now. I think she's actually on Fox now.
Yeah, I think she did leave. I don't watch The View that often because for my time zone, 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I mean, on Channel 10, the news comes on if I'm awake, okay?
The only girly show I'll ever watch on TV. The girly show I'll watch is The Talk. that's got a round table there of about five people. I listen to that every now and then. And they usually don't get political. I don't like political.
Isn't it the one that used to have Roseanne's daughter on there? The one that is the sister to she was Roseanne's daughter, but in real life she was sister of the little girl on Little House on the Prairie.
Sarah Gilbert, help me. Sarah Gilbert.
Yes.
Yeah, Sarah Gilbert. She's on the talk.
Yeah, I think
she's the lesbian that sits to the left.
I thought she was married with children.
No, if you're talking about Sarah Gilbert, she used to be on Roseanne's show as a daughter,
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
Melissa
Gilbert's our Little House on the Prairie.
Okay,
yes.
Well, I guess that's the end of, well, I didn't watch it, but I don't mind.
Yeah, she got married just this last year to her girlfriend.
No, but I thought she was married and had two children. Okay, I guess Ron's calling us to shut up. Okay, I don't know what he's playing.
Yeah.
Ron, what are you playing?
You don't know that song? You don't know it?
No.
The name of the song is Whenever I Call You Friend.
Oh, okay.
You can't hear it?
Not now, I can't.
Next show I'm going to do something in my studio.
Rhonda, it's not clear.
It's very choppy.
You have to stick with the playlist here or upload it in there.
Ron, whatever you're playing now is not as good as the music you played when the show started. Now it's all choppy.
Right,
like I can't make
that
much of it.
That's because they were in there.
It's on my soundboard.
Yeah,
but
Ron, you're going to have to go. You want me to go to the soundboard and get you a song? A nice,
slow song.
No.
I was just asking if you guys knew the song. Whenever I call you,
I couldn't make out what the hell they were even saying.
Whenever I call you, friends. No, okay. All right. I tried.
Okay. Here's one for y'all.
Prepare for glory!
Not that one. I'm sorry. Not that one.
Okay.
I'm sorry. See, I really, oh, Lord. I'm going to get it. Wait a minute. I have a really good one.
Wait, I want to say thank you.
The U.S. dollar is backed by the American government, so no matter what is happening to the American economy, something like the U.S. dollar is backed by the Federal Reserve. That's going to be around a year from now. That's a much more comfortable investment for them. Karen, thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget. You just personified a dumb slut info whore, and you are bona fide. I'd like to drag you in my hotel room and leave you bona fide, limping away, knowing your owner's lied. See, I can give you sweet new gigs and open up your eyes to elite you pigs. Unfortunately, they've been pimping you for so long, making you feel comfortable and you don't care what's going on. So you can read your teleprompter eloquently. You're ugly as a beast, the masses think you're hella pretty. Whores like you, I never forget ya, cause I can see the reptile beaming through your retinas. so I know to stay away. The game is fixed, you gotta be insane to play. All I got for you is monumental. Monster cock sex, and it's not gonna be gentle.
I don't give a fuck about race, color, or creed. You assist in mass murder, and you get what you need. When I drag you in my basement, I will mirror your greed. You will not leave until your genitalia bleed. I don't give a fuck about race, color, or creed. You assist in mass murder, and you get what you need. When I drag you in my basement, I will mirror your greed. You will not leave until your genitalia.
I'm sorry, Doc. Okay, Ron, go ahead. That wasn't the song I was thinking of. But he was talking about mainstream media. But I didn't mean to offend Doc. Ron?
Well, it's real gibberish. I mean, it's hard to make out. It's a lot of loud noise. And I'm listening on the phone. I don't know how it sounds on the internet, but on the phone, it's just a bunch of just loud noise, and you know, I actually put my phone down and went across the room. I couldn't make out what was going on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, Ron put himself on mute. Then he got a nerve. Okay. Here's a song. But this is Ron's night. Ron's supposed to be working, not Antoinette.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things that happened to me. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. Now oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Our things ain't what they used to be. Lost radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from men? Mercy, can't you stand?
Okay, where is Ron? Oh, he put us up on mute.
I'm right here. I was listening to a song that died soon. Did I hear it?
Did you hear it, Ron? I couldn't.
You couldn't
hear it? I can hear it, but to me it's real distorted. Maybe it's my phone.
That was on the soundboard.
Yeah, but if someone's on the soundboard, it's our kind of choppy.
It might be my phone, too. I'm on the phone, so it might be better on the internet.
Yeah, see, I'm on the phone, and it was clear to me.
Well,
but that's
song.
Okay.
I
take it off.
I record this song on my board, and just listen to the song, and some of you hear what the shit.
Thank you.
that
you
sounds
hear
pretty.
It?
Yeah, that sounds pretty.
But you can hear it clear?
Yes.
Okay, well,
okay, everybody left. What's going? Everybody left, Ron.
I just got kicked out of the chat, so.
Oh, maybe, because I noticed it was everybody all at one time.
Yeah, I just got kicked out of chat, and then right now it's not letting me back in the chat.
Oh my!
BTR.
Must be something with
BTR.
Blog Talk.
BTR.
Yeah.
Is the name of the show Open Convo or something like that?
Oh,
no.
Ron, what's the name
Friday
of the show?
Friday Nut House.
It sent me to Open Convo, so call in. Let me go find a real show, I guess.
Oh, my. When you do get back in, I'll put the link in for
Okay, now it looks like it's Friday Nut House. Ain't that the name of the show?
Yep.
Probably, Ron.
Yep.
Okay, I'm trying to go back in. Let me see, there's a chat room.
Okay, let me copy and give y'all the chat room when the flash chat.
I'm coming in, and I'm in the chat room, and now there is. Katie said she had to refresh four times. Turn that music off.
I'm sorry. Yeah, turn the music off, Ron. Okay, I'm putting this one in.
Turn that music off, man. We lost half the chat room right there. I don't know what called it. I think BTR.
There, I put in my chat room. I gave you all the link for my chat room.
But we're down to... Well, hell, Iggy just left. We're down to...
Maybe she went in to go and change.
I don't know what happened there. That was freaky. We lost
BTR.
Everybody.
Yeah.
BTR.
That's the reason why I put in my chat, so that...
Server,
you know how y'all are able
hello.
To use it after the show? You know, Lord have mercy. When we go in OT, you know, when I put in the flash chat link.
Yeah, so
I put it in now. Because it didn't pick us up.
I see Iggy in your chat room. She wasn't in the other chat room, so she showed back up, and Pumpkin disappeared.
Maybe she's going into this chat room now.
Everybody,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe she's getting ready to switch over.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it just kicked everybody out, and, you know, if you weren't on the phone, like we, the three of us, I guess, are the only three. Do
well,
you
got
anybody
I
else
got
on the phone?
I got Mom and Golf Dog. That's all I see in the chat room.
Yeah.
That's all I see. Yeah, that's all I see. And, y'all too.
I'm there.
That's it.
Pumpkin is back. That's why I said maybe she, you know, maybe she
Pumpkin,
went out to use the link that I put
Pumpkin,
in.
Did you just fall out? Just
for
fall
the flash
out
chat.
Yeah, BTR just dumped everything. They dumped everybody.
Yeah, their server's glitched.
Yep.
Mm. Wow.
Well, we're back,
shit.
But we lost all the guests. That's about the, probably the ones, the troublemakers.
They need to upgrade their gear, man.
Now, Iggy says, gone again. Oops, gone again.
No.
She's still here. She says, oops, gone again. I don't know what that's about.
Did she go to the flash chat?
I'm in your flash chat, so I see Iggy and Pumpkin and me and you and Ron. I see five people.
Yeah,
but you
that's
lost everybody else. Whoever was in there as a guest, it's possibly one of the guests that did it.
Come
in and yeah, possibly one of the guests did it.
Yeah.
A machine pouring six lanes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sounds like Ron's over there making a mixed drink or something. I'm not sure what he's up to.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes,
I
am.
Something?
Yes, I am. This is this is Amsterdam vodka. Is what this is.
Okay.
Amsterdam vodka with a little bit of gin, a little bit of vermouth, and some lemon rind, and that is called a martini.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't that a whole lot of liquor you're mixing all together?
Yeah. I swear I found it in the cabinet. It's been in there about 20 years. They ain't been working.
Ron, I love you dearly. Mm-hmm. But honestly and truly, I don't believe you could hold any liquor in the cabinet for 20 years.
Well, you know, I quit drinking beer.
I don't believe that. Pardon me?
No, actually, what this is it's lemonade is what I'm drinking. I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm just kidding.
I don't know whatever.
Ron, I love you dearly, but I don't believe that one either.
Let's try this one. I am an herbologist. I'm self-medicating.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm going to take two Excedrin for the
He's got a new confirmation. He's putting marijuana in a blender and adding ice or something like that.
Ew. Can you do that?
I'll try it. You never know about Ron.
Well, you got a point there. Ron! Oh, my goodness. All righty, okay. Then.
Hey, he's just crack on her. Damn it. All right. Excuse me. I'm no ruffle my feathers.
All righty, then.
Okay. Back to the job at hand here. Okay, here we go. Reminds me of the days in Columbia. Okay. Don't quit talking because of me. I don't want you to miss something. Antoinette, my dearest. What happened last night to the show after I was gone? Wow. I didn't listen to all the archive, but wow. Did I lose you?
Ouch.
Antoinette.
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Yes,
hello.
I would like a Big Mac and also fries and a small diet coke and a half of a cherry pie.
Pardon me?
I want a pizza with anchovies.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay, well.
Antoinette.
Yes.
Antoinette,
yes.
Aunt, sweetheart, what happened last night? What went wrong with the show? What the hell happened?
I don't know.
What did I miss here? Huh? See, I told you I didn't want to go to overtime last night. I told you.
I know, and you know what? See, you woke me up, and I was up. See, I was finally going to bed. I was in bed at a decent hour and asleep. You woke me up.
That fucking Ron Reck got to stay away from him. I'm telling you, bad fucking news, Antoinette. I'm telling you to stay away from him.
He's a bad influence on everybody.
I just told you I had a victory.
I'm a bad influence?
No,
wow.
I'm the bad influence. I'm telling you to stay away from me.
Look, that was just one of them nights that is rare that I just fell asleep at a decent hour.
Well, that's fine. Once I was up, that was it. Right.
I was up to my other personality.
Giving my other personality. There's two of me, man. You got to remember, there's two of me.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
There's the real human me, and there's a straw man me.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure you're talking the right way. You're talking to the straw man, Ron Reck, or the real Ron Reck. You know, which one you want to talk to?
Mm-hmm.
There's two of me.
Wait a minute, I had to drink my water.
Everybody has a twin.
That's not a twin. Yeah. One is a fictional character.
Well, I know, but it's your twin. That's right, but that's not your twin.
My twin is not paperwork. Look,
yes.
I'm flesh and blood. Now, if there was another me and I had a twin, it would have came from my parents. Now,
you're
the government can make anything on paper.
Right. You are flesh and blood, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm an accident.
You're a what?
An accident.
Okay, God didn't make any accidents. God didn't make accidents.
Seriously.
Look, God didn't make accidents.
No, you did a killaway here.
He made catastrophes, remember? Seriously.
Pardon me?
I said, look at this. I said, look at this. Killaway is here, Mike. Maybe Mike is going to make sense of all this crap. Hey, Ron, I agree with you about the split personality thing there. You know, I'm a doctor on BTR also.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
I
this is Golf Dog. You're a doctor. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a doctor.
Okay.
I help diagnose all kind of problems all the time.
Yeah, well, I think after a certain age, we all can do that.
I'm talking, I'm going to talk. Look, all right, so I'm starting to get woke up now, too. The alcohol's wearing off and the Vicodin's kicking in. So this fictional thing I do on BTR, I play a doctor, a lawyer, and a surgeon. Have you been hit by a tractor trailer or been in a serious accident? Have you slipped and fallen? Paul Hook, Wreck, and Sinker, law firm. We're on your side.
Oh,
your money.
Yeah, you can make money. Yep. See them billboards all over the country.
Do you have mesothelioma? Well, if you do this, we'll get you $12 coupons from Kroger or Walmart Supercenter. We'll keep the other part of that $9 billion. Yeah. Television, beautiful thing. What a better way to, and I was told, I don't know who said it, I need to look this up, but somebody important said this shit. Well, when television was invented, it's going to make zombies out of all of us. Damn good job. Bravo. You're very well right. It worked. Television turned us into fucking brainwashed zombies. I'm telling you. You know it. You all know it. If you don't know that and you're on this show, you should know it by now. Brainwashed. You know? And they wasn't using Tide. They were using all temperature, God damn it. That's what they were using. All temperature. Not Tide. They didn't use no bleach either. Too damn cheap to pay for it. That's back on the dollar for a gallon. Yeah. We the people. It's crazy, isn't it? We the people.
Ron, what's your take on Mississippi? The election's going on in Mississippi. What do you think about what's happening over there?
I don't give a fuck. Here's why.
You think it's corrupt? You think there's something really weird going on down there?
No, heavens, no. Jesus, Lord Christ, no. They would never do nothing wrong, brother. They wouldn't do nothing wrong in the name of the Almighty. They're very honest and upright citizens. U.S. citizens, that is. They wouldn't do nothing wrong. They're honest as apple pie. They're good folks down yonder. And it's not their fault. And they don't really know it. But it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get what you get, you're fucked, you're fucked, and that's that. Deal with it.
Wait a minute, what's not their fault?
Anything.
Ron?
What? I don't know.
Well, some things are people's fault. I mean, you got to take personal responsibility for what you do. You can't just make a blanket statement like that.
No. You misunderstand.
Okay, wait a minute. George has his hand up. Just a moment. Let me let George in.
Nobody does anything wrong anymore. You understand? Nobody does anything wrong.
No one wants to take
the world.
Go ahead,
bring
George in. He got stepped on last night.
He got off the line.
Life is great. Neighbor loves neighbor. Jesus loves you. God loves you. You know, and that's the only two that probably really do love you is God and Jesus, because nobody else probably does. You know, I feel I'm a neglected child. I'm a victim of circumstances. I swear to that. Wait a second.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait a second. Hello, George. Hello, George. Well, wait a second, please. Hello, George.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
What's up, George?
This evening?
So far, so good. Just very sore tonight. My legs are killing me.
No, they're not killing you. They hurt.
No, they're killing me with pain. I mean,
no,
not much
they
pain.
Hurt very badly with pain, but they're not killing you. Now, be careful what you say. They're not killing you. It hurts really bad. I'm very picky about that.
This is the Friday English lesson course.
No, that's just something
university.
Like, look, I had a headache that almost killed me. Be careful what you say. Your words have power.
George, get your words in real quick because the chat room is filling up with trolls. So go ahead.
No, it's not. There's no trolls in here.
Almost everybody I know here is a troll.
They'll be here.
Billy's a troll. Gunslinger's
a troll.
Not a troll.
Oh, stop it.
We're
Oh, y'all need to stop it.
They're my favorite trolls. They're my favorite trolls. Kilroy,
look at
Kilroy over there. Kilroy's a troll.
He is not.
Well, he's a radical right winger. I mean, he's a troll. So we got to watch out for these guys.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
They're coming after you.
He's just a man, as far as I'm concerned. Just a man. Look, I told you I don't do the party line thing and all of that. He's a man. That's all there is to it.
I have an announcement to make.
Ron
Reck,
on the other hand, we don't know what he is. We're still debating that.
I have Marvel scientists. They can't figure nothing out. Ripley's came back to life to try to figure me out. Trust me. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I think he's an android. Oh, and Iggy said she thought we were terrorists. That's right, Iggy, and we're also terrorists.
Yes. Iggy's a terrorist. I know Iggy, you know, pretty much. I talk to her all the time, and she's a terrorist, and as well as I am.
You're so sweet. Yes, you are too. Yep. Definitely you.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm sorry, y'all. That's me.
I am going to get ordained. Everybody is also.
I'm going to get ordained. That's it.
If you notice all these racist people showing up, we get a lot of racists in the chat room.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's getting
Everybody in here is racist.
Yep, they're
okay,
all
everybody's
racist.
Everybody's a racist. Everybody's a terrorist. Everybody is everything. Everything you want to call everybody, that's what everybody is. No.
I am none
yep.
of them.
Mike is a neat.
No. I am none of them. No.
Yeah,
I am
you're
a no
all
good
of
motherfucker.
Them.
That's what I am.
Yeah, you're that too.
No. That's me. I'm the no good motherfucker of them all. That's me. You call me
no,
that,
Ron. Ron, you're an asshole. You're not.
Ron ain't here tomorrow. No. Ron's not here tomorrow.
Oh.
No good motherfuckers here now. So, you know.
That reminds me.
There's a lot of assholes in here.
Yes, it is.
And I am the king of it.
Give me a second. And. Yep. We're going to have something for all of you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. We're done. Have a good night. It's been fun.
See, y'all aren't right. I just got to find it. Just give me a minute.
Did you look at episode?
If it's what I think it is.
Yes, that's what I'm looking
there's
for. George.
There's another racist. Let's listen to George. Go ahead, George.
Hey, I ain't no racist. I don't care if a person's pink with purple polka dots, black, white, red and white striped. It don't matter to me. As far as I'm concerned, we're all a bunch of wackos. So there.
Okay. Thank you. Now.
Why not?
I think Ron downed the whole drink at one shot.
Okay, I have a song for y'all. This is Compliments of...
Who are you?
Wait a minute, Ron. This is Compliments of Georgia Firefox News.
I'm sorry. Oh, fuck.
And this has become... This has become my favorite song, y'all. This has truly become my favorite song.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I was driving down I-95 the other night.
Right.
Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead. And it goes like this. Were you born an asshole? Or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. 'Cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A.
S-S-H-O-L-E.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You're an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. I was talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife.
What?
Were you born an asshole? Or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. 'Cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh, boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
Yep, that's a very good song there by George.
That is. I'm telling you, that has become my favorite song. I have to listen to that every day.
Yep.
I really like that
song. And I
got to
say, without fear of contradiction, I had fun making it.
I like that.
Yeah, you did a good job with that one, George. I've heard a lot of your songs. That was my favorite one as well. Like Antoinette said, that's my favorite one of all of them that I've heard.
I've never heard the rest of them.
He's got a bunch of songs, but that there is my favorite.
Yeah, I really like that one. I'm telling you, I love that song, George. I told you that became my favorite one. And I have everybody listening to it.
I say, without fear of contradiction, I played that song, believe it or not, I actually played that song for my brother, but he wasn't paying any attention to it. I think I know why, too. Because, like the song says, were you born an asshole? And he just kind of ignored it, you know, I think. Either that or he wasn't actually paying attention. But, you know, I kid my brother a lot. And it goes without saying, siblings will do that.
Yes.
But trust me when I say, if you ever met my brother, you'd agree with me. Sometimes he could be a wise-aching asshole.
Oh, my. I'm going to bring another caller in with us, y'all.
Uh-oh. Okay. This could be trouble. This could be trouble, Antoinette.
Yes, this could be big trouble.
This could be somebody like Billy or Kilroy. You know, this could be dangerous.
This could be worse than that. Watch.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Okay, 302, I'm scared of you. Hello, 302.
What's up,
Cuz? Hello.
I ain't no asshole tonight. I turned there, my business, and I said, well, damn, run and put somebody on the asshole list.
Well, there, caller,
what
I'll tell you
hell?
What.
Hey, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
We don't talk about those kind of things on this show.
Well, I just played the song.
Assholes.
I just played the
why
song.
Why do you speak in such words of such assholish people?
Well, my wife's even an asshole tonight.
Well, yeah, that wife, part of the
story. This is my cousin.
And your wife is an asshole, too. That is, yep, that sold me on the song right there. That was the bonus.
I know that song. I didn't know Snoop Doggy Dogg and Jennifer Hudson sung it, but I like the song.
I don't remember.
Hey, George, who sung that song originally?
His name Jerry Butler.
You know something? I don't know.
Oh, Jerry Butler.
You don't know
I can find out for you.
I just told you.
All right, that'd be cool.
George.
Who? What?
Jerry Butler.
Jerry
Butler. Is that
Jerry
it called? Jerry Butler?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
you
that must
it
be
on
the rated R version.
That's about as rated R as it gets.
That's PG for today's standards.
Mm.
I'll
tell you what, there, caller. I'll tell you what. You know something? That George Senzer guy from Firefox and he was online. He's the biggest asshole I ever met. And I've done told him more than once not to play that song, but he keeps on insisting. And will you get away from my microphone? Damn you, anyway. Oh, you see what I mean? Now he's going to be an asshole. He's going to try and get me away from his own microphone. Now, I'll tell you what. That boy,
on the panel tonight, why is it, this is a question in one part, why does the asshole always seem to be the one at blame? What has the old asshole ever done to you?
I might have called the wrong shoe.
Does your asshole have a name? Have you named it yet? Is it your best of friends and your worst of enemies at times? Your old asshole. A poem by Ron Breck. This old asshole.
George,
this old asshole.
Started. See, I love your song. I truly love that song. But see what you got, Ron, going.
I'm writing that poem. Watch.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce a little education into the fine art of being an asshole. There is an asshole in every place in the corner of the globe. But remember, the asshole is actually considered the sphinxter. The sphinxter, or asshole, is usually the place where all the crap flows. Now, if you take into consideration the fact that we have an asshole in the White House, an asshole in the Congress, assholes in the Senate, boy, that's a whole lot of assholes, isn't it, folks? I'm telling you, I have never seen so many assholes in my life, and I'm a proctologist by trade.
Oh, my.
Wow. Hey, all our BTR listeners here on Ron Rex Show. Hi, this is your host, Ron Rex, your host here on BTR Blog Talk Radio. Check this out. We're going to do a fun fact. Did you know there's a planet named after your asshole that told your anus?
Pardon me?
That's the fun fact of the day.
I didn't hear it.
Me either.
You didn't catch it?
No.
I said, okay, I'll try one more time. I'll slow down.
for you slower people. I'll slow down.
Well, thank you. I needed to be slowed down.
I said, this is Ron Rec of the Ron Rec Show, and this is time for fun fact. Fun fact. Got that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a planet. There is a planet.
Planet.
Like moon, stars, quasars, planets.
Yes.
There is a planet named after your asshole. Asshole is called your anus.
Yes.
See?
Got that.
Planet.
Okay.
I have an incoming call.
I got that. That's the planet. Thank you very much for that fact. It is so good that you providing such educational material. We need that.
I try to be helpful.
Yes, and we truly appreciate that.
It is very appreciated. very much so.
Yes.
Only on public television, PBS.
Oh, Golf Dogs, you're with WordPress. That's good. And Iggy's with WordPress, and you're with WordPress. That's good. Well, so I have to check out your show, Golf Dogs.
I don't have WordPress. I actually have one called FirefoxNewsOnline.com.
Yes,
I know you do, George.
I've been
doing it a while, but I do have my own.
Yes, I know
I have
you
nothing
do,
that.
George, and you
none
have a great show.
None of that propaganda shall I be fair to.
Well, it's too late now, Ron. It's already done.
I beg your pardon, sir. Are you implying that FirefoxNewsOnline.com is propaganda?
I feel that I'm a prostitute, an internet prostitute. You know, I'm trying to just pay my way through college. I got off the pole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute, y'all. I'm serious, and I have to ask Bear about this.
I'm serious, too. I need help.
Okay, but listen. No, hold it. Bear Hunter said in the chat room, what do you think about Obama saying we can get semi-auto weapons without a background check?
That's cool.
I mean, I don't know anything about guns and stuff, so a semi-auto weapon, is
that
the one that goes zoom, zoom, zoom? Is that that
I
kind?
Can say anything come out of Obama's mouth is a lie. So whatever he's up to, it's pure propaganda. He's talking bullshit. Okay? Real simple.
Okay, well, Bear Hunter, you said when did that happen? And I was reading what you wrote. Golf Dog said Obama lies, and Bear Hunter said when did that happen? But I was going by what you said. What do you think about Obama saying we can get semi-auto weapons without a background check? I don't know what a semi-auto weapon is. I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Bear Hunter's talking to us right now. But the fact is, I haven't seen that. What Bear Hunter just said, but I'm thinking that's much bullshit.
Chat room? I mean, because I want to make sure I can read. I'm not seeing things because he's saying when could we get them?
I
don't know.
I read it.
Okay.
But I never seen that. What he's talking about, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, and that's why I said I don't know. You know, I don't know anything about guns, so I'm the wrong person to even ask. Okay.
And by the way, Antoinette, I put that that link in there to Guff Dogs. You said WordPress. That link I put in there is just I try to keep up with all the shows that I like to go to, and I put them in there. And that's all that is. That's
okay,
a link.
Thank you.
It shows, I got Ron Rick in there, I think. I've got everybody in there, I believe. I need to go in there and update it. I'm sure there's probably a few of my needs drop out of there, but I try to keep it updated.
Yeah, I have something like that, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
It's hard to keep up with these shows. These shows are like, there's so many of them, it's hard to keep up with them. So I said, well, I'm going to make a page and, I think Iggy goes to it all the time looking, you know, she's trying to figure out where am I supposed to go tonight, you know, and I put it up there just for people that are, it's hard to, you know, Blog Talk is terrible about giving you an update or giving you an email when the next show is. I mean, I got...
Did you click that you're a follower? Because
oh, yeah.
if you
do that all the time, I do that all the time. But yeah, I usually get an update. Like, just say Georgia's show. When Georgia's show mm-hmm. starts, I get an email about an hour after it started. Almost every time. I get an update.
Go in and change it. Go in and change it. You can change. Because I put, well, sometimes it is just BTR, but I do it for an hour beforehand. You know, then I get a notice for an hour beforehand.
Well, that's why I made that page right there, because I don't, that way I can just go up there and find my show I want to go to, go pick them out, and just go to it. And Ron's show is on late. There ain't nobody else on this late. You know, there might be a few libtard shows on, but there's no other show on, so Ron's show is easy to get to.
Okay. Mike put the link in the chat room.
Are you saying that I'm worthy? Is that what you're saying?
No, he's saying that you're a libtard, too.
I'm worthy to come listen to.
Wow.
You've
got the time slot nailed now because nobody else has a show this late.
That's right.
Everybody else is on. Yeah, everybody else is on at 6, 7, 8, you know, in my time. I'm Central Time, and Ron comes on later, and so you know, you can always jump over here. Ron's got a show. Even if Ron don't have a show, he has a show. You might do it in the last minute, but so they throw the show up at the last minute.
Y'all, we have another caller that's been on hold for 25 minutes.
I'm drunk and cooter brown. They always say white people do.
There you go.
I never heard that, but excuse me. 845, hello.
Antoinette, that's me. I've been on mute. It's Mike. I've been trying to
talk. I just happened to look at it.
I thought it was because, like, golf dogs said, I was a racist.
Next time. Could
that's
you please
okay.
just put it in the chat room?
I think you're,
because
you guys
I
are
tried
just
to
racist.
Do both.
You guys are racist against Greeks. I knew it. Lito, you try to go in
there.
I didn't
hear up there, man.
Lito, you try to go to a restaurant. What?
I don't know what he just said.
I
was trying to talk about the link that you put in the chat room.
Yeah.
But Ron won't let me. And that's right, because tonight is not my night. This is Ron's night. So, see, y'all talk to
but
me.
I'm not running.
I'm setting up.
I'm kicking back.
Nope.
Well, Beer Hunter was wrong. Beer Hunter's got the information confused. Obama wants to put a ban. And what he's doing is he's saying that it works in Australia, so it should work here. He's thinking using Australia as an example. He's out of his mind. But Australia is the worst example.
Well, personally, I think that Obama needs to have his head examined just for thinking that he's a president. And I'll say that in Spanish, too.
Personalmente creo que Obama necesita que le examinen la cabeza solo por pensar que él es nuestro presidente.
And that's
okay,
where
we'll
all the people who speak Spanish.
Even though
I don't know how to respond to that. It's all
sorts of life. I want a burrito supreme. Two crunchy tacos.
Yeah.
You got those cinnamon curl things, man, with the two bags of those. I got that massive bunch. You got to get one of those, all right, baby.
Ron, order a couple 17-year-olds for me. I need kids to peel some onions. I got a lot
of
onions.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
I got to peel onions.
You know the legal age
of
Missouri, 17?
Yeah, two 17-year-olds to peel onions, please.
All right, we'll send you two. Would you want same-day delivery? It'll be an extra $39.
Well, the government's going to have a sale on them pretty soon.
We'll be liquidating auction price
Welcome
next
to
week to get rid of the old inventory.
Did you hear what Iggy Mom said about them taking a
Walmart? Of the birthday.
Did you hear what Iggy Mom brought up about them taking an old Walmart that went out of business and they're going to be housing about 1,000 of these kids up in Rockville.
I'm really?
Love
it.
Yep. They're going into
I love that. That's great. Walmart's donating. Our private owner's getting some rent out of that. I wish I owned it. Shit. Wish I owned it. Walmart. Think of the rent, man. Think of the money.
On eBay.
God. It's like hitting a never-ending lottery ticket.
Unbelievable.
did it crazy. That's the thing, man. Guarantee it. Somebody owns that Walmart. Unless the government owns it.
But you see, I put up the link for that.
And
it's
owned by the Walton family, isn't it? Pardon me, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they have
the Walton
Harris
family.
Park.
Yeah. Samuel Walton.
I'm sorry, Mike.
No, no problem.
Their
world headquarters
is down the street from here.
Okay.
Where's it at?
I didn't hear what Mike was trying to say something, Ron.
No, I was saying about that thing about the ban on semi-automatics. Obama wants to ban it. And then I put the link down below above Izumam, which is set in my hometown, that shows like a reply to this.
Mm-hmm.
So that way Beer Hunter could see it, that he was
Добро пожаловать в Рунарик Шоу.
That's welcome to the Ron Rex Show in Russian, everybody.
Oh,
thank you.
I have a nice app in here in my phone that I've been playing with. It actually translates English into any language.
Oh, okay. Iggy's mom said that in her hometown, Walmart doesn't own the spot.
Oh, but they sold it? It was an old Walmart
right.
store that
they
moved out
the ground. Of? They leased the ground to sit on.
Yeah, well, we have to wait for Iggy to answer that. And Bear Hunter said, yes, we need Australia weapons bans. Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, I hope you read that article. And some of the comments that were under it. You know, they're on the lines.
That's what their plans are, guys. I mean, if you watch the news and if you read what's happening right now in this country, you've got across this country UN vehicles being filtered throughout the country. Okay.
Wow.
Why are they being filtered through there? I mean, I've seen so many stories, mostly from Georgia, but these they're putting these vehicles out there. There's a reason for this. The UN, I mean, this is our biggest enemy is the United Nations. The biggest enemy of this country is the United Nations, and that's what they're trying to do right now. They're bringing them in, and they're going to take over. They want to take your guns. They want to take your life. They want to remove us from civilization. That's what they're doing. And if you don't realize that, then you need to do some research because it's coming.
Yeah, well, the UN building is right there in New York.
Yeah.
I don't know, Pumpkin. I don't know who's snoring. Who I thought it was. I did hear snoring. I put him on mute. But it's someone else snoring, so I don't know.
Not me. I'm still here. I hope. Am I still here?
Yes, you're still here.
All right. I'm
sorry. All right. Yeah. Everyone is still here.
But,
we have another caller that's on that just put their hand up. Okay, area code 404.
Hi, Antoinette.
Hello, Jackie. Hello, Ron. This is your night.
Lord.
You're working tonight. I'm off. Go ahead, honey. I'm sorry. Jackie?
Lord.
Pardon me?
Somebody said, oh, Lord. What do that mean?
Oh, honey, I don't know. I didn't hear him. I'm sorry.
I think it was very religious. Tonight's a religious show. I think it was, wasn't it?
This is Ron's night. Y'all know
Ron
does Friday night.
Yes, I do Friday nights.
Oh, all right.
And you get to watch me do it.
All right.
When I do Friday. I get her done.
Get her done.
What was the question, Jackie? What are you bitching about now? What's wrong?
Nothing. I had a question. Is Drew and Beast allowed on this show?
What's that?
Are Drew or Beasley allowed on your show?
Yeah, I let them on as long as they behave. But they don't, like, kick them off. I don't kick them off, but I mute them. You know, if somebody really pisses me off, I'll kick them out. But I don't ever kick them out, you know. They're all right. I have nothing against them, but it gets a little outrageous, man, you know. like you.
I'm just asking.
Well, okay, well, you know, I'm trying to be nice. Jackie, I'm drunk. Remember? It's Friday night. It's my night.
Yeah.
Why, Jackie, did you ever run in with him tonight?
Did you hear the asshole song tonight? That is our new anthem on this station. The asshole
I heard
song.
It the other night.
Anthony.
Yeah, that's by George from Firefox News.
And you missed the news shit we did to you earlier. We had the fun facts thing tonight, too, about that, which was the fun facts. The thing was, did you know that there is a planet named after your asshole? It's called Uranus. See, it was a great fun fact, so that was fun. You missed that. So why are you late? What's up, man?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just about to with you. You know me. Anyway, hi, Jess. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, a little fucked up. It's Friday.
Well,
I'm waiting here to lay the scandal in D.C. Okay. You know, I missed today's soap opera of D.C. Days of D.C. Lives. Yeah. You heard anything good? Obama did something wrong again?
Oh, no. You know I get my news from BTR.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I thought better of you, but, you know, sorry to hear that.
I don't watch the news.
Yeah, I thought better of you. I sure did.
No, nope, I never watch the news.
You don't?
No.
Well, Ron.
Well, yes.
By the way, brought this up on my show earlier tonight. There's a veteran in Jacksonville, Florida, who is being fined $8,000 because of an American flag.
Yes, I saw that.
To what?
And that's terrible. Yeah, in Texas.
You got a link to that?
Yeah, actually,
really?
I do have
Ron,
a link.
I sent that to you. You just don't check your email.
You know I don't.
That's why.
I will grab the link. Let me see here.
I'm just not here.
This.
I never check my mail at
this,
my house every day. I don't give a shit.
And hold on a second here.
Sorry.
Pop out the chat room a little so I can do this proper like.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And there it
thank
is.
Thank you, George. Yes, I've seen that. It was in Texas, right?
No, Florida.
Okay, didn't one happen in Texas too, didn't it?
I don't know about the Texas one, but apparently
well,
this
call in. You got 22 minutes left.
Yeah, and area code 214, I opened your mic.
That's Gunslinger.
Okay, well, Gunslinger, you're open, but if you don't want to talk, you can just put yourself on mute. Or you can tell me in the chat room.
Tell us to shut the fuck up. We'll be quiet.
You can tell that to Ron. And Iggy, I hope you're going to talk to us tonight.
Damn, that Amsterdam box was good shit. I love it.
What?
Amsterdam vodka.
Oh, did you mix with gin and all this other stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
All righty, then. So that was a mixed drink, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Bear Hunter asks, how do you face foreclosure for a flag?
POS.
How do you face foreclosure for a flag?
Well, here's what's happening with that, Bear Hunter. The Homeowners Association, where this is happening down in Florida, they're telling this veteran that he's going to face $8,000 in fines, could lose his home because of a small flag placed in a flower pot in front of his home. The homeowners association, now he battled with this homeowners association a year ago and won in court. This, I firmly believe, is retaliation for that. But according to Florida's statute, 720.304, Section 2A, any homeowner may display one portable, removable United States flag in a respectful manner, not larger than 4.5 feet by 6 feet, regardless of any covenants, restrictions, bylaws, rules, or requirements of the homeowners association. But the homeowners association is telling them that either pays the fine and removes the flag, or he's going to lose his home. They're trying to muscle this guy out of all the way around and trying to circumvent Florida law. He's been given 30 days to pay the fines and remove the flag, or they will move forward with the foreclosure. See, these homeowners associations are maniacal little pricks. They don't care. They can write any rule they want and think they can get away with it. But if the laws of the land supersede their rules, they're pretty much up the creek without a paddle. So this guy's going to probably end up going back to court and fighting all over again. And he'll win because Florida law is on his side.
I'm sorry, y'all. That was my son. Oh, Lord have mercy.
So there you have it. In a nutshell.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell y'all real quick. BTR is screwing with the chat. So,
It went out again? Okay, let me put the link in there again. I'm sorry, y'all.
What the fuck is going on with the people?
What's wrong with the noises? Okay, wait a minute.
What's with the background noises? A lot of weird stuff.
That's Ron.
Ron, that's that noise
that you're making. Okay, look, y'all,
what
I put another link in the...
Wait a minute.
Ron, I guess the ice or something, whatever it is that you were doing. I put a link in the chat room for y'all for the... chat room, if you go to this chat room, then it shouldn't kick you out or anything like that, because this is my chat room.
That noise right
there.
Yeah,
that noise, Ron.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. My fault. My bad. But it is my night.
Right.
It's my night. I get one night.
All right, it's your night. You can do it. Chat's working.
That's all my parole.
Yeah. Yes, he gets 52 holidays a year, and Friday night is his night.
A friend of mine is getting
I do not hate people, Beer Hunter, and I don't kick the host. I should kick the host, but I don't hate people.
See, I told you I was.
There's people that I dislike very strongly, but I don't hate them.
I call it identity theft.
And Pumpkin asked if you were drinking with a straw.
Yes, I am.
You should be. That would probably help.
I don't know. Yeah, I want to get the effect. I don't want to bring no oxygen into it. I want to correct it. No oxygen.
Well, did you pay your carbon taxes?
No, I made pencils out of it.
Oh, well, if you didn't pay your carbon taxes, then you better stop exhaling.
Well, I am smoking a vapor. And the funny thing about these are, man, I am so happy. Man, 5 months, man, it's over 5 months now.
Well, that's good. I am very proud of you.
Not one cigarette. And I did not kill no one. Everybody around me is still alive.
Well, that's very good.
Very good. You know, you think I'm bad on here, you'll see me in person. She's a real asshole. That's what that song's.
Bear Hunter said the first vodka tonic is good, the last hurts. But Bear Hunter, I'm not sure what a tonic is. I guess maybe this is a tonic.
No, his is mixed with gin.
His is mixed with vodka, gin, and what else is it, Ron?
Vermouth.
Pardon me?
Vermouth.
What's that?
It's an elixir.
Okay. Pumpkin wants to know, no thank you, Beer Hunter, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. Pumpkin wants to know, was it hard to switch from cigarettes to vapors?
What's that? Once you get the right shit, man, no, it's no big, you walk off cigarettes like it ain't shit. You know, fuck the patch, fuck that Canix bullshit too, fuck all that. I'm serious. What I bought was I got the battery, not the cigarette looking one, the artificial cigarette looking thing. Mine's different. I got a canker tank system.
One that looks like a crack pipe.
Well, it looks like a heroin needle, really, if you had a sharper point to it.
Oh.
But I'll get the links though. And tomorrow's show, I'll throw them up on different ones. But, I mean, I tell you what, there's little tricks you can do with these. It's excellent. I love it. But I haven't jones for a cigarette one, man. It's been great. I can breathe. Great. I love it. I'm much happier.
What type of vermouth do you like?
I don't know. It was made earlier. It was at somebody else's place. And they
Is it sweet, dry vermouth? Sweet vermouth?
It's
dry. Are
you
using it as a mixer?
Dry.
All right.
I don't know, man. Dude, I didn't make this shit. Give me a break, Mike. I wasn't there.
They will find out. We have ways of finding out, you know. We can track these things.
I know, but it's fucking, it's working, whatever it is.
Yeah, it'll work.
Tomorrow I might not be nice no more.
Antoinette, vermouth is a wine, and what they do is they flavor it. There are different.
I don't drink wine either.
No, but they use it most of the time. They use it as a mixer. Some people drink vermouth straight.
Right.
They consider it for medicinal purposes or whatever. They like it as an aperitif. But it's, I mean, you're gonna, it would be an acquired taste. You know.
You can get this shit in flavors. A lot of different flavors in these paper pipes.
I want my cigarette to taste like a cigarette. See? And
it
does,
tastes like a cigarette. You can do that. You can do that too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I wouldn't want strawberry. I don't like some of the...
Me either. That's why I said, look, if I'm going to smoke, I want to smoke a cigarette.
I want the tobacco. I don't want vanilla.
No.
No.
See, and I'm getting ready to smoke a cigarette now. Brian, you got a 111.
Uh-oh.
God. That sounds like a 911.
All the way down at the bottom.
What's 111?
Okay, but they have no hand up, so I can't help them.
Okay.
I cannot help them. But they got 12 minutes to call in. The number is 718-508-9813. Call in or be left out when we go into overtime. If I hang out through the overtime, I don't know. I don't care. I might not. I might do so. I might not. I don't know. Anyway,
well,
you call in.
I wonder.
718-508-9813. Okay,
I've got something new something you might be interested in. Look at this. The Army's facing something new. I guess the gay issue now has been settled, but now I have no doubt that the White House is also behind this somehow. I mean, they seem to do all the pushes for... Now they want transvestites to join the military. See the link?
Oh, I see the link. Oh, my.
You got to be kidding.
Okay.
They feel that transvestites have been left out and they should be allowed to... Well, I know what the attitude in a lot of the military personnel would be if one male wants his parts removed, I'm sure many of the guys in the military would be glad to make that happen for them.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Lorena Bobbitt could be hired. I'm sure she'd have no problem with it, and she'd end up with a federal paycheck.
Yeah.
Oh, my. They just don't give nobody a break no more, do they?
See, I knew Ron was
son of a bitch. I fucking swear.
No, the enemy's coming.
Nobody
up. Somebody...
Even the fucking Army. When I was in there,
Sergeant...
nobody knew nothing about it. It was private. Shush,
First Sergeant, can you throw me some more DVDs? I'm almost out.
Can you believe it?
This is bullshit. This is some bullshit, man, you know. Okay.
That's in the Army Times. I mean, this is written in the Army Times. They're a newspaper. They're
I see that. I'm fully aware of that. But I just love saying that.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Oh, inside. Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? I don't even want to guess what this country is going to be like 200 years from now. I'm not going to be around.
I don't
you know
want
to
fucking 200
years.
I will be gone.
Dude, 10 years.
I'll be gone too. I mean, you know, it's getting ridiculous now.
Grandchildren. I just wonder what is it going to be like when they're even teenagers. Well, that'd be 10 years.
I don't know.
They'll be teenagers, and, you know, like, my goodness gracious. You know, when I just look at what it was from when I was a teenager, you know, to when my children were teenagers, and, oh, Lord, and then my grandbabies. Oh, that's
scary. It's a different world.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, if that's what they want, they...
You know, I honestly and truly wonder if we could wake someone up that passed even 20 years ago or 30 years ago, you know, our grandparents.
Let's say our grandparents.
And for them to see the world today, I wonder what would be going across their minds.
I've seen tomorrow. I have seen it.
Huh?
So have you. You've all seen tomorrow. You have seen tomorrow.
What are you saying, Ron? I don't understand.
Think about it. Back in the day when you were younger, there was not such thing as a microwave oven or a VCR.
True.
Okay?
Right.
But now
it's
compact disc and digital files. On computers.
Yeah.
And everybody's stuck at home on their computers. They never leave them. They are zombies into the computer. All right?
Yeah.
Now, we have seen tomorrow. We've seen it. And, you know, by the, you know, some of the movies you see, that is tomorrow. You know, that is tomorrow. That's how
you know, my wife put that movie on tonight that she, I left. The movie called Her. Did you ever see that?
No,
I've seen a preview. That looks retarded.
You know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
The guy
fell in love with his fucking computer. My God.
His,
how do you fall in love? Okay,
well,
I, you know what?
You gotta,
I don't even
know.
Yeah,
I
that's
thought
what I'm
beginning.
Saying. Come
no,
on,
but talk,
man.
Talking about the future, what the operating system for his laptop computer, it's personalized the system for him completely where would you like to have a man's voice or a woman's voice? It's asking him when he set the computer up. And he said, woman's, what did you think of your mother? It asked him questions to get an idea on what
well,
the guy was.
Well, you got that Sierra mic, that Sierra system on your iPhone?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you got one, okay. So are you in love with that yet? Or,
no.
Well, don't
yet.
Fall in love
does
with
your
it.
Wife,
does
bet
your
you 100 years
know,
from now?
Do we need to call her?
100 years from now, I bet they're going to have artificial intelligence. I bet they're going to have
course.
It.
This ain't nothing new.
No.
This is just new to you. This ain't nothing new, bro.
No, it's going to be a weird world. I mean, is it going to end up like, what was that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger with Terminator? Is it going to end up like that? I hope not.
Terminator.
With the artificial intelligence and the robots?
Yeah,
and
probably. Yeah, probably.
Will they end up turning against us? I'd say so.
The machine goes against us.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Holy shit. I mean, I couldn't
believe
it.
Fucking end, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we have seen tomorrow. That's what I'm telling you. You haven't seen it. You just don't know it. People don't believe it. Oh, it's crazy shit. Yeah. You know, the Jetsons. Think about it. The Jetsons.
Okay.
The cartoon. You just told that motherfucker what you want to eat. Bing, there it was. Dinner served. I mean, it's quicker than a microwave. I can't wait till that shit comes out. You guys, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be sweet.
You used the microwave,
you
know? Ron? You
what?
Microwave?
You
no,
I have
microwave?
A nuclear island. No, I have a nuclear island out here. I use nuclear systems to
dipshit.
Oh, okay.
Nuclear?
Yeah, he, you know, yeah. Ron's not right.
3 Mile Island shit, man. I'm serious.
Right.
I could cook a frozen turkey in 5 seconds.
Oh, shit.
I learned that from Ronco. Ronco talking about shit.
Thank you, Golf.
Ronco was a bad
Golf
motherfucker.
Dog.
Ronco.
Golf dog.
Remember that guy? Remember Ronco?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I remember that.
You know, Poke Appeal, the Pocket Fisherman, all that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, Ronco.
Nope, never
yeah.
watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
He was a hell of a Ronco Company. The guy named Ron, whatever his name was. He was a bad motherfucking pitch man. He was good. He was a very good salesman.
Yeah, Poke
Appeal,
that was his name.
Yep. The
I think that was his name.
Oh,
yeah,
I've
Ron
never
Appeal.
Seen that.
Ron Appeal, yeah, Ron Appeal, yeah, that's right.
Yep, he used to be on late night, and he had all sorts of gadgets
yep.
and you name
the
it.
The rotisserie, the cooking shit, and all that yeah. all kind of shit, yeah. Sold the shit. That Mocker Fisherman, I'm going to tell you what, they were some bad son of bitches. I did real good to one of those. I had one, you know. I scored it. I tell you, that thing was cool. I liked it. I did. I mean, I fish a lot, you know, around here where I live. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, they use much bigger, better shit than that. But, I mean, you know what I mean? But for some reason, it just did real good for a lot of fishing things. I can't believe some big shit, you know? It was amazing what it could do.
Bear Hunter said
yeah.
he still loves his Ginzu fillet knife.
Oh, the Ginzus? Yeah. They were nice.
Yeah.
Yep. The one I really like on the commercials is the one with the cubic zirconia that fools the fucking jewelers. You know, it's worth $30,000,000,000. You know, it's just today for $10. That's crazy.
No, it looks like. It looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got rough baggage for all the world.
Yeah, you can't tell the difference.
It's a piece of plastic glass. We call glass.
Yeah, only the expert could tell the difference.
Yeah,
until
only
you
experts,
get until
yeah.
you get it wet. Until you
yeah.
get it wet.
Right. Hey, man, I ain't no expert. This is fucked up, though. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get
exactly.
it wet and your fingers turn green.
Right. Did you wind up in a law, class action lawsuit?
Yeah, not unless they change
hey,
that
hey,
stuff because I was a child.
We got 3 minutes.
Okay,
Bear
Hunter said the dumbest one he saw was the Mighty Putty.
That rings a bell.
That does ring a bell. I'm trying to think of where, what that one was for, but I do. It is something with the putty. I do remember.
Here's a video. I just put up a video of some of the stupid as seen on TV. I remember. I don't know if they still have them, but they used to have stores in the malls that just dealt with as seen on TV.
Stop and
yeah, leave. We got one in Branson, Missouri, and they're
yep,
expensive, cool. man. I'd rather order it on TV so they have to go there.
Yeah.
Shit. It's a catch,
yeah.
you know, you got to go get off the other end. Fuck. Nah, I ain't paying time. We went through it, looked at it. No.
Mm-mm-mm. The wax back?
No, they had some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And George, I just found this thing.
Oh, the
George, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Remember I mentioned about that, that movie where they had the unemployment insurance skit, you know, where the guy goes up with Mel Brooks. I found it. I just found the link. There it is. From History of the World, where the guy goes up to get his unemployment money in old Rome, in ancient Rome. And it's B. Arthur. Remember B. Arthur?
Yes.
Yeah,
she's the one that hands out, she hands out the old, the unemployment money.
90 seconds.
It's pretty funny.
Oh.
You got unemployment spelled with a V. It's like
oh,
ancient Rome.
Huh?
See it?
Okay. 718-508-9813 is the call-in number, y'all. And 718-508-9813.
Yep, the Flobee. I remember that. He's just, Beer Hunter just posted the Flobee. Are you... Where did I end up? Oh, I bought one of those at a thrift store. I gave it to my hairdresser, my barber at the hair salon. I said, here, there's a joke, because he had a warped sense of humor. He was funny as hell. And I walked in, I gave it to him. He laughed his head off. He left it next to his stand just to freak people out. Remember the Flobee? You hook it up to a vacuum cleaner?
No.
Yeah, it sucks
as
it cuts.
It sucks as it hooks up to the end of your vacuum cleaner and it's got blades in it. And it uses a vacuum and it would, you could cut your own hair with a Flowbee.
Hey, man, dude, that's
yeah, I'm
so
serious.
Fluffy,
all those stupid ideas.
Wow.
I've
never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
That's when did that come out? I missed that.
Oh, I don't know. Was that 10, 20 years ago? 10, 15
years ago? I don't remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I don't remember.
I remember that thing. You hook it up to your vacuum cleaner, right? To a vacuum cleaner with a hose attachment. And you can take that device and actually cut people's hair with it.
Oh, that's crazy.
That was bizarre.
It worked.
It worked.
It kind of reminded me of a paper shredder.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know
my.
If I want to put that on my head.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all fucked. Can you bet your hair hung up in that son of a bitch? Ow! That would hurt.
No, thank you.
Get your shirt twisted in an electric drill. I've got a t-shirt wrapped up in a drill. I was drilling something. My shirt hit the drill bit. And it sucked me into that drill, man.
Sucked it right in.
Oh, yeah. Sucked you right into it.
Okay. I see the commercial.
Yeah, I found the commercial for the Flowbee. Of all the retarded ideas.
We are on overtime. They called us on the board.
Oh, my God.
She thought we were kidding, Ron. She thought about the Flowbee.
What's that?
You're
kidding.
No.
No.
Antoinette, that thing actually worked, and it was the real deal. And when I first saw it when I first saw the commercial, I thought it was a freaking prank or something.
Oh, you got to be kidding!
That's hysterical.
No.
Oh, that is terrible.
Right.
People bought them.
Proper suction.
Oh my goodness.
Suction.
And is that stuff still available today?
I doubt it. That's why. No.
Oh,
it'd be great. Can you imagine if you had like a really powerful vacuum cleaner?
I have a Shark.
I don't want to say have the attachment for the pubic and bikini line area.
Oh,
come on, Ron.
The bikini.
I mixed it up, man.
That's terrible.
And buffer. Need a buffer, too.
All right.
It's a 3-in-1. Sucks and cuts and busts, too. All right, there you go.
There's
a brand new showroom Cadillac when you come out of that bathroom.
My goodness.
What made you, when you mentioned the bikini thing, did you ever hear a TV show? It's from, I don't know if it's Canada or, no, I think it's Ireland. It's called Mrs. Brown's Boys.
No.
Okay, it's.
Oh, Mrs. Brown's Boys was here in the States.
It's hysterical.
It was a movie. It wasn't.
They did a tour over here, Mrs. Brown's Boys. It's a TV series in the Commonwealth, in England, Ireland.
Have you guys ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
Yes.
Antoinette, I think you're thinking Mrs. Evers' Boys.
No,
oh, okay. Thank you. That's what I was thinking about. Thank you. Thank
Mrs.
you very
Brown's
much.
Boys, it's almost like a warped takeoff on All in the Family. They just took it and they took it with a different direction. But the guy that plays Mrs. Brown's, it's a guy. It's an older guy. And it's hysterical. He plays this old British lady. And this episode that I put up when you said about bikini waxing, Mrs. Brown didn't know where to do it, so she hid in the closet under the stairs to do the waxing. So when you get a chance, copy the link afterwards and watch it. But some of the episodes of that, Ron, you'd get a kick out of. Some of them are great. They're just... It's British humor. You know how they can get away with a lot more than what we can over here? Well, although lately I've been seeing a lot of strange stuff over here. But
you're on the show now, and there's no limit to what we do here. So
we don't have extensions, but some of the stuff on TV, I'm
Not yet. You can have to say this word, that word, blah, 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 this topic, this thing, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's true. But some of the stuff, like, what's that TV show that, what's his name, that he left, that got kicked off of, Two Men and a Boy or something, or Two and a Half Men?
Charlie Sheen, Two and a Half Men.
I mean, there are kids that watch that, and some of the stuff that they say on that, it's like, okay, I get it, but is it a smart move? There are little kids going to be watching that.
But you got to remember that, if I can make it serious for a moment, you got to remember that's a part of the UN Agenda 21. You know, it's to destroy the family. You know, it's to depopulation. So, you know, who better to get? You know, you get the children, and you get them all messed up.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, that family values and everything else. I mean, some of the stuff that they say and they do and they talk about, it's like, what are, and I'm thinking, look at the times.
Pardon me, Jackie?
I said sex, sex, sex.
Yeah.
When I was little, well, I really can't say when I was little. So I would say when I was little, I think that's when, like, Nick at Night first came out. And Nick at Night back then, they used to show black and white TV shows. So me and my brother, we kind of grew up on the shows that my mother watched when she was younger because, you know, because of that, we watched Nickelodeon. When Nickelodeon went off, it turned into Nick at Night, and, you know, that's what came on. And on those shows, you know, the people, they never showed them in a bedroom together. If they did, they were in separate beds, and none of the shows centered around sex. Now, I was watching, and I like this show, The Big Bang Theory. I really like it. And it's like the whole episode, they were in bed, like, it was totally about sex, and that guy, he just mentioned Two and a Half Men. Now, I hardly ever watched that show, but one day I was watching it, and not too long ago, and it was, again, the whole episode was about sex. I think, like, the whole episode, they were in the bedroom, and on this one episode, the whole thing was about the brother, or the John Cryer's character, was his girlfriend was attracted to the other guy. This is Ashton Kutcher after they kicked Charlie Sheen off the show. And she was attracted to him. So the whole 30-minute episode was about them trying to have a threesome. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, I really can't believe how things have changed where this is totally acceptable now. And even when I was growing up, we watched shows like The Cosby Show. This was like prime time TV back then. The Cosby Show, that other show with Alan Thicke. Can't think of the name of that show. What, you know it, Antoinette, with Alan Thicke and Kirk Cameron? It used to come on ABC. Anyway, these were the type of shows that we watched. And I can't remember any episode being about sex to the point where they were having sex. It was usually an abstinence-type program, you know. I don't know. I just wanted to say that. It just amazes me. I can't even watch TV like that anymore because it seemed like when I watch sitcoms, the whole sitcom is about lying
to your
family.
I believe the show you were referring to with Alan Thicke was Growing Pains.
Yes. That's the name of it, Growing Pains.
And this is George, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, okay, George. Well, I already told you I'm bad with voices, but I'll get it. I'll remember next time, I promise. But, yeah, the whole episodes, even some of the old shows, the episodes, they just be about lying to your family, getting away with it, and then everybody loves each other at the end. So I don't think I would let my kids watch TV if I had any. It would be a hard choice. I would have to monitor everything they watch.
Yeah, they can get rough. I mean, but the comedy still, even though the comedy in England with some of the shows, it's, I don't see it as blatant as some of the stuff. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm seeing the wrong ones. That's what we're showing here in the U.S. I mean, like this. This YouTube that I just put up, it's a clip from one of Mrs. Brown's episodes. The grandfather lives with Mrs. Brown. She hates the old man. The guy's more or less senile, and the doctor came over. The guy wasn't feeling good. So, anyway, the episode is it's pretty funny, and the doctor tells her, I have no choice. I have to do a rectal reading on the grandfather. And, anyways, it's only a few seconds clip. Okay, but, yeah, there's some foul language in it, but it's not like the sex stuff that they're showing on and being blatant about it on the television like today. So it's a different type of humor. I don't know. It's not the same. Maybe it is Agenda 21. Sure. That's what I said. Maybe this is a major plan that they've got, and they've got the media working with them to undermine the values that are out there, the core values in society.
Or they shut the people up. Because you remember back in the days, like, you couldn't say bitch on TV, and they might get away with one bitch per episode. But sometimes you watch these shows now, and they might have, in the whole 22-minute sitcom, they might say bitch about 7 or 8 times. And I don't know, it's even the language. I think that these shows are too adult for children, and I think sometimes they're too adult for adults.
Yeah. Some of the stuff, yes, I agree. I agree. If they're going to have it on, they should have it on later the way they did, where some of the language was on. But even then, I mean, kids today, they're up. I mean, I see kids up at all hours sometimes. Like, what are you doing at your age? And they're walking by because they've got a corner store like 3 houses down from me. And sometimes if I'm taking trash or something out and I see an 8 or a 10-year-old walking by, it's like, what's going on with this? I don't know. It's a different world.
You're nice, because I shouldn't be like, where's your parents?
Well, pardon me? Oh, Antoinette got dropped. Okay, I see Iggy Mom just put it. I thought, then who's on? Is anybody else still here with us? Ron?
I'm still here.
George,
let's get Antoinette back.
You lost Antoinette?
Can't. Once we're in over,
call her on your switchboard.
I'm not the host, Jackie. I'm George. I'm just another guest.
We need Ron.
Oh,
where's
Ron?
I thought you was Ron.
Listen to the sound of my voice, and then listen to Ron.
I told you I'm bad with voices.
Listen to mics and get to know our voices.
Maybe Ron. It still shows Ron on the board here, but Ron. Maybe he's on mute.
And I was talking to that guy, not you, George, the other
one.
I thought he was Ron.
I'm Mike. I'm Mike.
Mike, I thought you were Ron. I'm sorry.
No, Ron, I guess we lost it. Oh, my God. Everybody abandoned us. We're by ourselves in the room. You know, that's it. Bring out the – anybody getting chips? Oh, there's
Hello,
Ron.
My children.
Oh, we got
my children. I trapped you.
And George, I'm good with faces. Everybody is bad at something. I'm bad with voices, but I'm good with faces. If I was to see you, I promise you I would never forget your name.
Well, Jackie, I'll put it to you like this. Where you're bad with in that respect, faces I can recognize immediately. But trying to put a name to that face is like trying to have teeth pulled without Novocaine. Very painful.
Ron, did you watch that YouTube I put up of Grandpa getting his temperature taken?
No, not yet.
Sorry.
Are the whole episodes on YouTube?
No. It's not the whole. Well, you can watch whole episodes of Mrs. Brown's Boys, and they're pretty funny. I mean, it started off small. It was just a stage show, but it turned into such a big deal. They actually, I think the BBC picked them up and they turned it into a television series, and then it blew off the charts. It became a huge hit. And, like, Mrs. Brown, her supposed daughter on the show, is actually his wife in real life. And a bunch of the actors and people that play the parts they're all related to each other. It's like a family deal. It's hysterical. You know,
what that sounds like? It sounds like Meet the Browns.
I don't know. It reminds me a little bit of Archie Bunker, All in the Family, because it's about a family and family problems. And And it's just funny skits, you know, like Jehovah Witnesses come over one day and Mrs. Brown, just you'd have to see some of the episodes. Once you get to know the character, it's pretty good.
Have you ever watched Meet the Browns?
No, I haven't seen that.
I think it comes on TBS. It's actually off the air now. I think it got canceled probably 2 years ago. But on that show, the guy, he plays an old man. And he lives with his daughter and they live with him. The daughter, nephew, his wife, and their adopted kids. And in real life, the guy who plays the old man is married to the woman who plays his daughter. And they're gospel singers. In real life.
Some of these shows, they've dropped off. One guy was talking to me about some of the old cartoons. How, I mean, they used to you could see them, the older cartoons even. Now those are gone. You have to really search for, I don't think Cartoon Network's even on the air anymore, is it? Somebody's talking